This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, an absolutely terrible day, a day where I don't know that I want to say that everything has changed. I don't want to say that, but it is one of those days you can see being an inflection point in this country. We almost had one of those days when they tried to blow Donald Trump's head off twice. The assassination of Charlie Kirk is on everybody's mind. And I don't know where we'll go from here. I really genuinely don't, but I do know it's a really good night to pray, be with your family, and most definitely pray for the young Kirk family, wife, two young babies. Pray for that family. I want to do some emails tonight. It's a messed up night. It's a messed up day, and I know you're hurting, and I'm hurting. And like I said, we're gonna take a few minutes, a half hour from now, and we're gonna laugh a little bit. We're gonna continue our crappiest country in the world tournament a half hour from now. Take a break. Hopefully, give you a snicker. I don't know. I'm not in that much of a funny mood tonight, as I'm sure you're not. It's just one of those days. So, let's get to some emails, Jesse. The reason that guy killed the young woman in Charlotte, quite simply, because he believed it was the right thing to do. We talked ourselves into believing things are more complicated than they are. The perp thinks it is the right thing to do, so on and so forth. Well, yes. This goes back to actually what we've been discussing a lot tonight, how the communist base has been conditioned to be okay with violence. Remember that quote from Mao? I've read it to you many, many times before. Mao Zedong said, quote, "Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun." Let's discuss it. Why don't you kill people? Why don't you hurt people? And I hope you don't. Why don't you do that? I'm genuinely asking. Why? Let's say it was legal. You could legally do it. Would you? No, you would not. Why? Because you have something moral against it. Chris is already pointing to the sky. That's right. Look, depending on where you get your moral framework from, maybe you are a believer, Jew like Chris, Christian like me, maybe you're a believer, maybe you're not, but you have a value system that is against it. Maybe it was taught by your parents. You don't believe in killing somebody because it's against your value system. But what if your value system didn't really prioritize human life at all? When we talk about communism and all the bodies that they've stacked up throughout history, it's over and over and over and over and over again. They take over and slaughter people en masse. Take over and slaughter people en masse. How could you do that? How could your conscience allow you to do that? Well, human life, a human being, it has no value to them whatsoever. Your only value to a communist is how you can contribute to the revolution. That's the only value you have. And if it contributes to the revolution for you to die, they're fine with that. Totally fine with that. All that matters is the revolution. Human life, they don't believe in God. In fact, they believe they are his mortal enemy. They're against it. Communism is from the devil. They don't believe in the value of human life. Now, if you don't believe in the value of human life, violence is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't I commit acts of violence if human life doesn't mean anything to me? If I think I can get away with it, why wouldn't I do it? We've talked about Democrat rhetoric before, how it hasn't gotten turned down, it's gotten turned up, even with all these assassination attempts and assassinations. Why don't they turn it down? They're not sorry. They're not sad. This violence is what they want. That's why they speak the way they do. So let's talk about this guy, this violent lunatic in Charlotte, because he's a great example. Race communism has been prevalent in this country for a long time. Remember the Soviet Union, when it existed, they recognized that the civil rights movement in America, it was ripe for infiltration, ripe for it. Hey, there's a bunch of malcontents. We can infiltrate this and we can turn it from something where people are going for equality to something very violent and evil. So this started decades and decades and decades ago. But now we get to a point in this country where communist black community leaders will routinely say the most absurd things about white people, about, honestly, here's Jasmine Crockett. Listen to this.
So let me be really clear. These maps, racist. The fact that they are trying to silence black and minority voters in a majority minority state, racist. Pulling all of the economic engines out of certain districts, also racist. The bottom line is this is a Republican-led and racist attempt to make sure that we silence the voices of black and brown people.
That doesn't make an impact on you. If you have been raised hearing things like that your whole life, your mom told you that, your pastor told you that, your politicians tell you that over and over and over again. If your entire life you've been raised with this kind of stuff.
Let me make sure y'all got the facts. Most extreme crimes that take place in this country are committed by white supremacists.
Now, let's add your cultural influences telling you things like that. Let's combine that with maybe you're mentally ill. Maybe you're a drug addict. Maybe you had an abusive home. Maybe just like that animal who got on that train and butchered that young Ukrainian girl. There's a reason he hadn't stabbed any of the black people on the train. The little white girl gets in there. He jams a knife into her neck and stands up saying, I got that white girl. All it takes is a nudge when you have been conditioned to believe that you are fighting a race war, that white people hate you, and when you've been conditioned to believe that violence is an option because human life doesn't matter. Do you want to hear what the official Black Lives Matter Instagram account posted 24 hours after that girl was butchered? Here's what they said.
I have a right to violence. All oppressed people have a right to violence. And I'm going to tell you something. It's like the right to pee. You got to have the right place. You got to have the right time. You got to have the appropriate situation.
Conditioned for violence. Okay with violence. Rhetoric over and over and over again, encouraging violence. If human life doesn't have value to you, why wouldn't you? I've used the example before. I'll tell you right now, I'm hungry. I'm a little hungry. I haven't eaten since breakfast. I'm hungry. If I go to the bathroom during the break, got a break coming up here, and I go to the bathroom, and let's say there's some little girl, just like that 23-year-old girl. Let's say there's some 23-year-old girl walking up the hall, and she's got a delicious-smelling pizza. Why wouldn't I just sock her in the face and take her pizza? Well, because I have something moral against that. That's why I wouldn't. Violence, thievery, harming women. I don't do these things. I don't believe in these things. But what if I didn't possess that value system? I'm hungry. She has food. It should be mine. I think I'll take it. They have nurtured and conditioned legions of people to think that violence is acceptable. The climate communists have. The race communists have, with all this anti-white rhetoric, the feminists, and let's not ignore the LGBTQ demon mob. Do you think it's an accident? We've had so many tranny killers in recent years. Over and over and over and over again, these people who are already suffering from severe mental illness, they are told by their political leaders that they are under attack, that they're being exterminated, that they'll be thrown in a concentration camp. And these sound like ridiculous words to you. And of course, they are ridiculous and dishonest. But we're talking about a person who doesn't have your mind. They don't have your inner strength. They can't process things like that. All it takes is one to snap. and go do something terrible. Remember that. We'll do some more emails, man. I might do emails the rest of the show. It's just such a heavy, freaking horrible, horrible day. It's just a very rough day. I want to talk to you about spending time with your family that is valuable. I know we struggle with that in our house. You know, what do you end up doing? Watching something on TV? I'm guilty, just like you're guilty of it. And I'm not telling you to stop watching things on TV. I'm not lecturing you like your dad. But I want to encourage you to do Hillsdale College with your family. When they're offering more than 40 online courses for free, I mean, you pull them up on your television, your computer, your phone. You can sit down with your kids and learn about stories from the book of Genesis, giving you more context, capitalism, the Constitution, Athens, Sparta. Hillsdale offers us that for free. That is something so healthy you can do with your children, and your children will learn that learning is good too from you. I really want to encourage you to go enroll. It's no cost, no cost, okay? I'm not trying to sell you something. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We are 10 minutes away. I know nobody's in the mood, but we're 10 minutes away from our crappiest country in the world tournament. Going to have, I would hope, a good competition tonight.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Zimbabwe and North Korea. Brought to you by Jack's River Disposal. Just dump it.
Try to get ourselves a laugh or two, huh? Jesse, we know that the strategy from Soros and now the Wren Collective, as you mentioned, is to cultivate communist judges and DAs. What can a regular citizen like me do to help get these communists removed from office? I live in Central Texas. Okay, so first off, this is going to involve the norms and normas. You are the tip of the spear, the hyper-informed, the politically active. That means you have to, absolutely have to become an activist in waking up your friends. I would argue that might be the most important thing you can become, a friend-waking activist. Your friends don't know. They don't understand what is happening. You are someone who seeks out information. You consume the news. You know the issues. You know the bad guys. Your neighbor doesn't know. And I know you guys watch football together and you go out for a beer and maybe you go to church. Remember that tweet that time about the time we had breakfast with our pastor? He is the pastor of our church. Wanted to sit down just to meet us, have breakfast, whatnot. He was the pastor of our church. And wonderful guy. Absolutely wonderful human being. We talked for an hour over breakfast. He had no earthly idea about what is going on in this world politically. None. He couldn't tell you who Jasmine Crockett is. He doesn't know anything about Chuck Schumer. Not Republicans, not Democrats. Nothing. Doesn't even consume the news. Just floating around, completely lost. And I'm not dogging him because that's the norm. That's why I call them normies. That's why I call him Norm and Norma. That is the norm. It is my job and your job to shake these people awake. How do we get these local DAs and judges out? Have you ever looked at, I want to encourage you to look something up right now. No matter where you are, if you're rural, if you're urban, big city, I don't care where you are. I want you, if you have your phone or you have a computer, I want you to look out the turnout, look up the turnout of the last DA election in your area. Look at how many people showed up. Do you know why the communists like Soros were able to install so many of these DAs and judges? Because no one shows up. It was actually, credit to him, a brilliant move. The DAs and judges, that was the soft underbelly of American society. They recognized it and they attacked it. And it's a soft underbelly because no one cares. Can you even, now I just called you hyper-informed, and you are. Can you even name who the DA is in your county? Can you name them? What's their name? If you can't, even Chris says no. Chris is involved in politics, hyper-involved. I'm not dogging on you for that, but isn't that a wake-up call? We don't even know who these people are, much less go out and vote for them. The bad news is we allowed them to get in with our negligence. Myself too, me too. We allowed them to get in. The good news is it was a soft underbelly they exploited. It's also a soft underbelly we can exploit. Nobody shows up for these elections. Nobody. The turnout, even if you even looked it up in New York City, millions of people there. There's not many people who show up and vote. That means we are uniquely powerful when it comes to taking these positions back. Uniquely powerful. We can take them back. We can. All it's going to take is waking up our friends. And look, I know your friend is not going to become you. I've beat my head against the wall with my normie neighbors, trying to turn them into me when it comes to politics, right? Be active. Get involved. Be angry. I've tried. I know you've tried. But you can drive them down to the polls. Bribe them. Hey, pizza's on me. Hey, you know what? First round of beers is on me. I'm going to come pick you guys up this morning. And five of us, we're going down there to vote. Then we'll go get a beer. Whatever the case may be, bribe them. I'm not nearly above being bribed. Bribe people. Tell them, hey, watch the game tonight at my house. The wife's making her brownies. Come on over. It's on me. But you got to come vote. Come vote with me and we'll do it. We have to do these things and we can win local elections and we must win local elections. They exploited our soft underbelly. We can do the same. Now, see those gold prices today? Did you? I keep telling you to get a hold of Gold Co. and gold keeps setting records. Get it as part of your retirement before it hits $100,000 an ounce. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but please, Gold Co. is here to fortify your retirement so you don't lose everything. Fortify it. They have over 6,000 five-star reviews. This is a company I trusted with my money. I'm not telling you to do something I haven't done. I'm a Gold Co. customer. I was a Gold Co. customer before I ever told you about Gold Co. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau. You worked dang hard for that money. Don't give it away to a bubble pop. Don't end up working at Walmart when you're 80, unless you want to work at Walmart. That's fine. You want a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit? Call 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? 855-817-GOLD. We'll take a break from the madness and hopefully laugh a little. Next.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. And it's been a heavy, heavy, heavy show so far with the shooting and the crime talk and the violence and where we are. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to step away from that and have a little bit of fun for a couple minutes. I'll be honest with you. As you know, it's time to do our crappiest country in the world competition tournament for tonight. And I had a moment right before the show where I thought about not. I thought, you know, maybe not tonight. You know, we're all shocked. We're saddened. Shoot, my wife's sitting at home crying as we speak of that. That's where we're at. So I thought about not doing it, but man, I think now's the time we probably need a little laugh as much as anything else. And we're going to do it. So let's talk about our matchup today. It is Zimbabwe versus North Korea.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Zimbabwe and North Korea. Brought to you by Jack's River Disposal. Just dump it.
We will start out with Zimbabwe, and I'll be honest with you. Zimbabwe somehow snuck into the tournament. They're one of those teams that really came on late in the year and snuck into the tournament. I'm not sure, frankly, hate to give the game away, they're even a worthy contender. Don't get me wrong, the place sucks. It's just horrible. But you know how the State Department, as we've discussed, has four different levels of travel advisory. One, you should visit. Two, you can visit, use some caution. Three, you really don't need to go there. And four, if you visit, you will die. Zimbabwe's only level two. Now, the crime is rampant. The poverty is terrible. 50% of the country lives in poverty. And maybe the saddest thing, I actually have considered doing a history episode on this before, is Zimbabwe was, at one point in time, quite wonderful. It used to be known as Rhodesia. It was a British colony. Then eventually they kind of broke off and just kind of governed themselves. And that went away because two different communist subgroups decided to essentially join forces and wage war on the Brits, who were ruling Rhodesia at the time, although they were no longer British, they were Rhodesian. It's a very fascinating little war, guerrilla war, and eventually they had to leave. They lost, and ever since then, the place has kind of gone downhill. You have massacres, you have genocides, things like that. So it exists. There's a ton of street crime, pickpockets, smash and grabs, things of that nature. But overall, I'll be frank with you, I just don't think they're on the same level as North Korea. North Korea, I don't want to bias anybody. I don't want to bias myself. North Korea could easily win the whole thing. They could run the table and win the entire thing. They are level four on the State Department travel advisory. 60% live in absolute poverty. We all know what a concentration camp is due to all the, you know, coverage and books and things that have been written about World War II and the Holocaust of Jewish people. We all know what a concentration camp entails. And we often say to ourselves things like never again, never again. This can never be allowed to happen again. It's happening right now. In North Korea, they have concentration camps, plural, that are as bad as anything that happened in World War II. The conditions are so horrific around these camps. They have super electrified fences around them, and prisoners routinely run and throw themselves onto the electric fence, preferring death rather than continue to starve to death. How about torture? Let's discuss that. North Korea has a real specialty when it comes to torture. Oftentimes, it's water torture. Oh, and I should note, when you're being tortured, North Korea will arrest your entire family oftentimes and do it to everybody. So it's something the whole family gets to enjoy as they force water down your throat and then step on your stomach. They jam needles underneath your fingernails and all the way to just hanging you upside down and then beating you senseless. You have no rights, no freedom of speech. There is a strict class system where you can't advance beyond the lower classes at all. By the way, there's slavery. Did you think we were past that time? The North Korean government, because people have no rights and they have no guns, they will just show up at your house and yank you out and turn you into an uncompensated worker, which is, you know, slang for slavery, in one of their mines or camps or somewhere else. You don't have to have done anything wrong whatsoever to get conscripted as a slave they do this to their own people. If I have to give them credit for something, though, there's no violent crime to speak of whatsoever because all the criminals are already dead or, to be honest, they're all working for the government. This one was frankly not even close. North Korea is so much worse than Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, apologies to you. You're bounced out of the tournament. But credit where it's due. Congratulations to North Korea. You easily breezed past your first round opponent. Now, I need to inform you that tomorrow's matchup is a war that has been fought before. It's India versus Pakistan. They hate each other. They have slaughtered each other by the million. They just tried to fight another war recently until Donald Trump stopped it. Well, war continues tomorrow as they square off. Now, I have to play something for you. There is, hey, it's hard to find anything to feel good about right now. It's a very sad, heavy day, but I want to encourage you with something. Our enemies are really, really stupid. Unbelievably stupid. Hey, Chris, you're going to want to tune into this one. Listen to this one. This is Frederica Wilson. She's one of these dirty communist members of Congress. She said this today.
Now Republicans are saying, we're going to ask schools to be sure to post the Ten Commandments on every school classroom wall and post a crucifix on every classroom wall. And now what is more anti-Semitic than that?
Hey, Chris, are the Ten Commandments anti-Semitic? This is so stupid. This is so unbelievably stupid. It blows me away. They're so dumb. I find it encouraging. It lifts my spirits every time one of these morons talks. Yes, they're violent and they're demons and they're all those things, but daggone, it makes me feel good. Jesse, you are right. Communism would die by enforcing the law. The more I see, the more I realize judges are another finger on the fist. Yeah, I mean, if you want to remember what Bukele did in El Salvador when he cleaned up his country, it was like the murder capital of the world, and now it's one of the safest places in the Western Hemisphere. It wasn't just grabbing criminals and throwing them in prison. That was only part of it. An essential part of what he did was replacing judges. Wherever these people get into place, they install judges. Judges are always part of the criminal network, always part of it. They are a critical, critical part of it. And the communists understood this a long time ago, and so they went and grabbed every disgusting freak they possibly could and threw judges' robes on them. Now we have judges in Wisconsin helping illegals escape ICE. Out the back door. This is where we are. We have to get these people out, and it will take time. All right, let's get back to some emails next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a very, very heavy, very crappy Wednesday. Let's just be honest about that. You can email me if you got a vent. It's fine. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And again, like we talked about in the opening, I know that you are sad and angry. And I know everyone right now, in the wake of something unspeakable like this, that you want an outlet. You want an outlet. You want, right now, you probably want to hurt somebody. It's war. It's time to hurt people. It's time to take a breath tonight. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. And if you're hungry for blood, there may come a day where you're going to get your wish. Trust me on that. But for now, now is the time to pray. Take a breath and pray. Maybe that means you go hang out with your family tonight. Maybe you turn off the television set, play a board game. And look, I'm going to tell you something else. If this is hard for you, listening to this show, turn it off. Turn it off. I don't want you to hurt. I don't ever want to be the reason for you being sad and suffering. I don't know that I have ever, in 7 years of doing media, I don't know that I have ever struggled so much with a show and what exactly to say and how to digest it. I don't know. I don't think it's ever happened to me. I don't know what to say because it's a 31-year-old man assassinated. It's his wife and children left alone, left without her husband, left without their children, and possibly a very, very ugly change in this country. Once political assassinations become normalized, and in fact celebrated in left-wing circles, once that happens, it just becomes extremely difficult to put that genie back in the lamp. It does. It's like, we talked about race communism earlier, about how the race hustlers in this country, they really play to a violent black underclass, causing them to have all this kill whitey stuff. That's why they're always assaulting, murdering, raping, doing all these horrible things to white people, and they believe it's justified. And the really terrible thing, well, one of the many terrible things about race activism, race communism like that, is it inevitably leads to opposite race communism. That's why communists love it so much. They always have. They love race communism. Mao adored it. It was one of his favorite things in the world because it becomes almost impossible to stay out of. Even though I don't want that for you, no matter your skin color, black, white, I don't care. I don't want you to look at people and judge them automatically by their skin color. That's not a way to live your life. It's not right. It's not accurate. Every time you see a video of some black thug in some urban area assaulting a white person, it can be easy to convince yourself, it's black people are all that. That's not true. My friggin' next door neighbor's black. That's not true. Is there a vile, violent black underclass in urban areas who've been lied to and now they believe they're justified in hurting white people? Of course, no question about that. Does violence, is it more way disproportionately prevalent in the black community in this country? Of course, that goes right back to the garbage ghetto culture in the urban area. That doesn't mean black people are evil. But those words will fall on deaf ears for so many people because race activism begets race activism. It just always does. Think of it like a prison gang. If you walk into one, if you're a white person and you walk into one, you may not fancy yourself a white supremacist, but you might just be eaten with them to keep yourself alive. It's terrible. It's where we are as a country is a very, very bad place to be. When you allow communists to infiltrate all of your institutions, they will use those institutions to break up the country. I've talked to you before about Antonio Gramsci. Gramsci, however you want to say it. He was an Italian communist. He's really one of the true pioneers of cultural Marxism, just a very evil human being. And he spoke all the time. He wrote about it. I encourage you to go read it. He wrote about how important it was to conquer institutions because then you can use the institution instead of having it protect the country. You can use the institution to destroy it. And that's where we are right now. Looking at a video of Charlie Kirk getting shot and MSNBC, they run with this stuff.
Charlie Kirk is a divisive figure, polarizing, lightning rod, whatever term you want to use. Why?
Well, he's one of MAGA's most prominent voices online. He hosts a near daily podcast. He opines on almost everything. He's been very closely aligned with the president since his initial run for office in 2015, 2016. And his ties to Trump really elevated his own brand. He was really quite young as an activist when the president launched his initial campaign, and he has kind of ridden along with MAGA since 2016 and built up a massive, massive brand of his own. His group has brought in tons and tons of money.
This is MSNBC.
In which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about.
That's MSNBC after Charlie Kirk was shot today. Again, this one right here.
He's been one of the most divisive
especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful action.
Running to the television to justify what he just watched a video of. This brings a country to its knees. Because at some point in time, the people on the right are going to start taking their own actions. It's really, really ugly. It's a terrible place to be. Say a prayer for this country, all right? Now, how about a little retail therapy? I can't make your day better. This day sucks. The whole freaking thing sucks. But I can get you some comfortable pants. You know what I'm wearing right now? They're called Everyday Pants from Cozy Earth. Mine are dark green. They look like dress pants. You know, I can take Ob to a nice place like Red Lobster in these. But they're super, super stretchy. Like so I get to basically wear sweatpants out, and Ob won't give me the whole, is that what you're wearing thing? Try some. Get some Cozy Earth sheets. Ladies, Ob has every one of the freaking creams. They have all these bamboo creams. They're so healthy. She loves them. I don't even understand what all the cream stuff does, but either way, Cozy Earth is major nice stuff. And I have a major discount for you. With the promo code Jesse, you get up to 40% off. If you don't get a set of sheets, you are insane. And if you want to become a robe guy, that's how I became a robe guy, Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a big fat discount. And you will email me and say, this is the most comfortable stuff I've ever worn in my entire life. They work so hard to go find this material to make. I don't even know how they do it, but whatever. Bamboo is apparently the key. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Now, we will dig through some more emails on everything from, you know, that attack in Charlotte to breakfast tacos. Maybe we'll just stick that route the rest of the show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.